743 at WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Coming up at 810, we're going to talk turkey. We've got one of those people that mans the Butterball Turkey Hotline. So that we call in and say, why is my turkey still frozen? Or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we'll talk. Maybe they're a little bit more of not only a...
Have you bought a turkey yet?
No, I have not.
No. Look, too early. Too soon.
It was the day before Halloween. I bought my candy. So what do you think? I mean... You understand how I work with things like that. All right. So here we are in the month of November, and one of the dates in November you might want to think about is coming up on November 17th. It's the third Thursday. It is the Great American Smokeout. And joining us this morning from the Lorain County Public Health is their Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention Supervisor, Kat Bray. Good morning, Kat. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Let's talk a little bit about the Great American Smokeout. It's just a reminder for people to, if they haven't already quit smoking, this is a good opportunity. There's always resources out there. Talk a little bit about, quitting to doing that and maybe some steps to help people this morning.
Sure. Well, top of mind for the month of November, a good focus is taking a look at how to quit or reduce use of tobacco. So Great American Smokeout is a day that calls people to take action and quit. No matter what age you are, how long you've been smoking, now's the time. Now's the time as good. Now is as good a time as any. But we know that nicotine in tobacco is addictive, and that is what makes quitting so hard. So it's not just a matter of willpower, and you'll need a real plan to help improve your chances of success.
Let's talk about some of those things. I think you have like about five steps or things that you kind of line up, so give people the direction to go.
Yes. So the first thing you can do is set a date. And why not pick the Great American Smokeout? Again, it's the third Thursday in November. So that looking ahead, November 17th. And there will be other people that are also looking to quit ahead in this month. After you set that date, go ahead and tell your friends and family about that quit plan. That's going to increase your chances and likelihood of success. And it will be helpful to have those people along the way supporting you. Next up, you know, you got to be prepared for those challenges. That urge to smoke is going to hit, and it will usually last about 3 to 5 minutes. But you can think ahead and make a list of healthy ways to cope when those cravings ultimately strike. Another good tip there is removing that environmental impact around you. So removing cigarettes or other tobacco products from around your car, around your home, even at work, if you have ashtrays sitting around or other things like e-cig fills that might prompt your desire to smoke, consider getting rid of all of those, hiding them out of sight, out of mind. And then lastly, ahead of this quitting journey, talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctor. They may have options to help you quit along the way. You don't have to do it alone. There's free quit help, online resources, free call lines, and you can actually get all of that information in a one-stop shop at LorainCountyHealth.com/quitnow.
In recent months, years, we've heard more and more about vaping. Is it all kind of the same thing, or are there differences?
Well, in thinking about traditional cigarettes and vaping or e-cigarettes, there's no legal difference. It's all considered smoking and using tobacco. In fact, Ohio actually just updated the Smoke-Free Workplace Act. If you recall, this was passed in 2006 to eliminate smoking in all indoor areas, why we can't smoke indoors in Ohio. However, it didn't include language about e-cigs or vaping. So now it's clear that e-cigarettes may also not be used indoors, any indoor public places. That's going to include your businesses, your restaurants, bars. And the law is really important for protecting people from secondhand e-cigarette exposure.
Speaking of that e-cig exposure, I sometimes will walk past people who are outside some certain areas like that, and you'll get this smoke of this cloud. Now, cigarettes have one smell. The vaping e-cig, sometimes you're like, oh, it's like a fruity bouquet of strawberries that I've just inhaled, I guess. Am I still at risk?
Well, there's a misconception, I think, that we hear often that it's just water vapor. You know, it is tobacco. There's nicotine and other additives and harmful chemicals in smoke. Even secondhand smoke does expose people to those harmful chemicals. And then especially with children, you know, thinking about our most vulnerable, they have that increased risk of health problems if they're exposed to that smoke as well. And when it comes to you, I'm kind of lumping it there between both e-cigarettes and traditional cigarettes. Scientists are still really studying the risks of the secondhand smoke from e-cigarettes. You know, you mentioned those big clouds and the bursts of flavor that you walk through. But we do know, again, that those aerosols from vaping contain heavy metals, chemicals, additives. And so, you know, if those enter anyone's lungs, they can do damage.
When e-cigarettes first came out, they were sort of marketed officially at the beginning as sort of like an alternative to smoking. In other words, if you wanted to stop smoking, maybe an electronic cigarette is sort of the next step on that. I don't know really if that's still even a thought, because it seems to have gone in different ways like that.
Yeah.
But
I can comment on that. That's a big misconception, because oftentimes the amount of nicotine, that addictive substance in the vape or in the e-cigarette, is at a much higher concentration than a traditional cigarette. So in fact, every time you smoke or take a hit of that vape, you're really able to get a higher dose or hit of nicotine oftentimes, unless you're intentionally trying to use it as a quit device and intentionally seeking out concentrations of nicotine that would be much lower than traditional cigarettes. However, that is widely not the case. That concentration is often much higher. And so it is a misconception and often even more difficult to quit vaping than it would be traditional cigarettes.
So again, the Great American Smokeout coming up November 17th, that's sort of a set up by the American Cancer Society back in the mid-70s, sort of a way to make people, at that time when smoking was sort of everywhere, now it seemed to die down, but then the vaping has kind of taken over, especially those against young people. And I guess even with this whole thing, is the best thing is not to start smoking, so you don't have to worry about trying to quit. But if people are looking to quit, what other help is out there for them? You mentioned the sort of the steps, but what about sort of maybe focus on things they can call or things they can go or places, things like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, at LorraineCountyHealth.com/quitnow, there is a listing of all the different ways that you can quit, as well as just some basic more information about smoking and tobacco use. Now, for adults, the easiest place to hit is Ohio Quitline. That would be 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And again, that number is going to be on our website, but it is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And that is, again, free trained cessation counselors that can help you and potentially get you connected with up to 6 weeks of nicotine replacement therapy, which is medication to help along the way. Now, you mentioned vaping and young people and especially teens. You know, unfortunately, we see this more and more, this vaping epidemic impacting young people. And so we have a quit tool that is also catered toward young people. There's something called My Life, My Quit, and it is a quit coaching texting opportunity. So it's a website. You go to mylifemyquit.com, or you can just, you know, teens out there might be listening, or grandparents or parents, family members, tell your teen that they can text Start My Quit to 36072. And that free texting service will populate and get some basic information and go from there at a pace and in a supportive way that hopefully will really resonate with our young people.
Sometimes it's not sort of a parent or somebody of authority. They're saying, don't do this. If they have somebody else who's maybe helping to coach them, they use certain therapies just to allow them to understand the negativity about using vaping and helping them, as you mentioned early on, about sort of those triggers or at those points where you have the urge, what to do to make that pass so that you won't be taking, you know, your next cigarette smoke or a vape hit as well. Again, LorraineCountyHealth.com/quitnow, also a good resource. And you can call Lorraine County Health at 440-322-6367. They've got all the information we talked about today, or go to just LorraineCountyHealth.com. A lot of great advice for people, especially this time of the year. Quit smoking as well. And also, we know a lot of this stuff, get the exercise going. Even though the winter months are coming upon us, still time to stay fit and keep healthy. Kat, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in as well.